Welcome back to the Conscious Business Show. We connect the heart, the mind, to the wallet. We're here live at the Sustainable Business Network Conference in Boston at Northeastern. I'm here with my great co-host, Will Krause.
It's great to be alongside you, Darby.
Oh, it's wonderful. Sustainability, environmental, social governance issues, and a CFA to boot. So we're really excited that you're here with us.
Thank you.
Today, we're also very excited to have with us as our guest, Nicola Williams. She is founder and president of the Williams Agency that she founded back in 1995. So you've got a lot of stories to tell.
I'm legal. 21 years.
And we're excited that you're here. You've got a fascinating background. I mean, you've led so many community-based events and been awarded and rewarded for your work, which is fabulous. Certainly, you've been featured in Black Enterprise Magazine, Boston Globe, Boston Herald, Boston Business Journal. I mean, my goodness. So we are very honored that you're here with us today. What we wanted to do to start out is to, just for our listeners, take a few steps back. Tell us a little bit about you and your journey and how you got to this point in your life and starting the Williams Agency, because you've got probably a lot of stories from there. So we'd
love
to hear.
Lots of stories. So thank you very much, Darby, and I appreciate being here. My business is a marketing firm that's focused on mission-driven projects.
Mm-hmm.
And our sweet spot are sustainable food and culture. And I happen to be an immigrant from Jamaica. I'm an American, U.S. citizen. And I came here when I was really young, like two. But I went back to Jamaica, and I did experience life in Jamaica. But I also valued my growing up in the U.S., and my journey actually started, my grandfather was an entrepreneur, even though he worked, he self-taught engineer, but also had his shop growing up. And so and my aunt was a perennial businesswoman, even though she worked full-time, you know, she had a business mind, and she was my mentor, mm-hmm. as well as my grandfather. And I started my business, I ended up with food, but it's not serendipitous. Well, it is serendipitous because it started with pizza, believe it or not.
In Jamaica. Okay. Wow.
And let me tell you how. I went to a Catholic school in Jamaica when I returned from the U.S., and we wanted to raise money because it was a private school and I had a scholarship there, so I wanted to give back. And, you know, I was about 13 years old, and I had an American teacher, Mrs. Marensky, remember her name, and she wanted to have the class help raise money for the school. So I raised my hand and I said, I have an idea. I said, let's do a carnival, but an American-style carnival. And mind you, I was in the Caribbean. We already have a carnival. Yeah. In fact, I organized a carnival in Cambridge.
Uh-huh.
But I said, let's do an American carnival and let's have pizza.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
And that was the beginning of my marketing career because I gathered my family because we love pizza. And we knew how to make it. And we're like, we'll make it. We'll have the booth. We were the most popular booth. You raised a lot of money for the school.
Yeah.
And that was really the beginning.
That was your start. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And I always remember that because it's finding a niche and filling it. And in that case, American pizza was attractive to
Jamaicans. Was this cheese, sausage? Mm-hmm.
And
did you have everything on it or what?
Oh, my gosh. Very basic, very cheap ingredients, you know, flour, cheese, and sauce. It was awesome. And so that's kind of how I sort of had the bug and the seed to start my business. And I went corporate after graduation. I started in a financial services firm as an analyst.
Okay.
My background is economics. And I quickly moved into product development and marketing doing competitive analysis. And so I had a foundation of marketing, and I grew with the company for 7 years. I became connected to the community through my work. I kind of almost became
excellent.
A face of the community.
Yeah.
And which was great. And I threw that sort of foundation, my desire to give back, I was able to volunteer for Severance after 7 years. I thought it's a good time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And while I was figuring out what I wanted to do, I quickly joined a group to help small businesses in Cambridge. Mm-hmm. And I became a client eventually and started my own business. And I've always worked on social and mission-driven causes, something that makes a difference.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, and moved into the food space through SBN and helped to develop their food program. Mm-hmm. Hmm. So today, I organized 7 festivals in New England. I was the regional organizer for the Boston Local Food Festival, which is SBN's and the City of Boston's premier food event. I as a volunteer, my agency contributes time to organize the Cambridge Carnival. We started our own festival instead of just working for our clients. We started our own as well to diversify our income base. And it still contributes and gives back to the community.
What's that called?
The Boston Jerk Fest. Which is Caribbean. It's kind of my Caribbean side.
Do you have pizza there?
And my food side.
jerk pizza.
The criteria is that you have to have
at least one jerk product.
Are you
serious? Oh, my gosh.
You can even jerk ice cream. You can jerk anything.
Okay. All right. Jerk ice cream. I don't know.
Yes,
that's like putting
popular.
Bacon. That's a bacon ice cream. Hey. I've been hearing that.
They have bacon donuts. So
yeah, I know.
I'm trying to get a jerk donut.
Hey, that would be good, though.
That
jerk donut
really
would be good.
When and where is that festival?
It's coming up on June 23rd.
June 23rd. All right.
And 24th.
Stop it. It's in
South End. And
there you
right
go.
In my neighborhood.
Right now we do a rum and brew tasting, and 70% local.
Oh, my goodness.
Brewers, distillers, artisan beverage makers, and cocktails. We have a cocktail throwdown, Caribbean cocktail throwdown. We have a jerk cook-off. We have a seafood throwdown using local Daybook fish. So we incorporate the values that we believe in our festivals. Minimal waste to the environment, diversity, promoting local agriculture. Mm-hmm. That's all incorporated in all our events, whether we create it ourselves, or whether we do it on behalf of our clients. We try and incorporate those important values in our events. Mm-hmm. And it has some kind of mission or educational, et cetera. We also organize Brewfest, believe it or not. I've been doing it for 6 years. Who knew, right?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
We Hyperlocal Brewfest, which is a major fundraiser for SBN happening this weekend, June 9th and 10th in Somerville. And Local Craft Spirits Festival. It started with Local Craft Brewfest, and we've kind of reinvented ourselves to the Spirits Fest, which always had spirits, but it's now leading on spirits. And that's in Cambridge, outdoors in the fall.
My goodness.
Wonderful. So, and all these are fundraisers it not only supports and highlights and elevates and showcases local businesses.
Yeah.
Many of them are local, but it also it supports the local food economy in some way.
Right.
And raises awareness around who's there, who's local, how do you connect with the businesses, the chefs, the community, what's ethnic vegetable, what's kalalo, what's scotch bonnet pepper, which can be grown in New England. Mm-hmm. And we have that at our festival.
That's fantastic. Now, are these, I'm seeing a common theme, obviously, you know, spirits, food, and all that, which is fantastic. Cookbooks, educational pieces, how do you, webinars, I mean, are you moving?
I'd love to do webinars. I do a lot of workshops.
Okay.
I'm doing one at MIT. They have, on the 16th, they have an annual African-American group that they meet once a year, and I'm going to talk about food and culture.
Okay.
So I do workshops. I've had the fortunate opportunity to work in London for their largest festival, which is the Notting Hill Carnival.
Yes.
So we've done international consulting work. We helped develop a community economic development cultural plan.
Okay.
In partnership with the community, our approach is really working grassroots. So we do strategic planning. Don't have a problem traveling. Our work is regional. We do a festival in Vermont called the Vermont Jerk Fest as well. And we're expanding. We will be doing something on the Cape in P-Town.
Really? Yep. Really?
A P-Town Jerk Fest. So
when are you
that.
Doing that? I'm on the Cape.
I'll let you know.
Okay. All
we're
right.
We're about to launch that.
Okay. Oh, fun.
So we're just finalizing details. But we're regional. That's our focus in terms of our future.
Yeah.
Doing our work regionally, working within New England, and spreading our message with local food, local business, and educational. Like, the educational parts are The cocktail throwdowns or the chef, the seafood demos using local fish that might be ethnic fish, or we even brought Vermont goat to our festival last year. We had jerk goat.
Oh my goodness.
For the jerk fest. And we used Vermont chevron goat, which is local, and community didn't know that, you know, a lot of goat
that there was,
from the milk that are used for cheese, there actually had been composted. And there's a woman who started an entrepreneurial opportunity and realized that there's a whole community that want these goats. Instead of putting them on a compost pile, you can serve the market, which Boston is a huge market for that. So those are the types of opportunities and awareness that we're doing at the same time helping businesses.
So maybe if we go back to something that you mentioned earlier, you mentioned that you were the recipient of some help from a small business network, I believe you said.
Cambridge Business Development Center.
Great. Can you tell? We've heard that as a theme, you know, people trying to really help other small and local businesses nurture their businesses. Can you talk about sort of what you viewed as really effective in that help?
I think so. One, I used to be on the other side of the table in terms of coaching and working with businesses. I still do informally and also as a mentor and in my work with SBN. But programs like Interrise, I'm a graduate of Interrise, I don't know if you know about that program, but it's a program to help establish businesses come up with a strategic action plan for their growth plan for their business. And colleagues like that were in that, my class was like the owner of Taza Chocolate. And so they've worked with all types of companies, including food companies. Organizations like that have been a partner for SBN are so important because you not only come up with a plan that's your plan that you develop, because I believe in that you have to create your own business plan. Someone shouldn't write it for you, else it's not really
it's
you
not
don't really have
the
heart
buy-in.
Know your market, you know your marketing. If you don't know it, you may be able to hire expertise in terms of helping you figure out a marketing puzzle or a financial performa, but you have to create your business plan. You have to take responsibility for that. It's your business, and you can't just hire somebody to write it, because you need to know it, and you need to
Live
be
it.
Committed
yes,
and live it.
That's right.
And so they have organizations like that that are part of our network, our broader network. I'm also on the board of Sustainable Business Network, so I talk the talk and walk the walk in terms of supporting businesses. And I feel that it's important to be a mentor, to always constantly learning. The network, the power of the network is huge, because you can hear from lessons learned from other businesses that would share their successes, their failures, and learn from that, and learn from your own as well.
That's great.
What are some of the next steps? I mean, you're doing so much, but I mean, what's the next frontier for you and your work?
The next frontier is I'd like to do more. I'd like to expand more to New England, bring, sort of like my mix of consulting work and developing my own is about 30-30. I'd like to increase that more to develop my own products. So that's kind of develop my products. These events are products.
Right.
So I'd like to continue to do that. And in order to do that, I need partners, community partners, wherever I go. And so in the Cape, I will be working with a local partner there. In other cities that we're exploring, including Rhode Island, we're working with community partners there. I think it's important because the nature of our work, and it also gets local buy-in, and it to me is more authentic, because you are reaching out to the local community and highlighting and supporting that while you're creating we're creating this opportunity.
Correct. Well, and I'm even thinking we launched the Conscious Capitalism chapter in Boston, and we would love to have you work on an event, and we can make it would be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
We'll figure out what spice and what jerk thing we're going to put together, and we'll do it, right?
Well, we do fundraise. We also do B2B events. I mean, we use events as drivers for our mission or our clients' missions. We do consult as well. A lot of our work is broad, full marketing, but from concept development to execution.
But the events are so unique. Yes,
yeah, absolutely.
Maybe give us a little sneak behind the peek behind the curtain. Something like a Nottingham opportunity comes up for you. Where do you start? You know, what what do you start thinking about, and, well, and how I do you help somebody think through what makes sense and what doesn't?
Well, the Notting Hill opportunity came up through relationships.
It was Notting Hill.
Notting Hill Carnival.
Oh, sorry, I said Nottingham. Notting Hill.
Okay. So it was through relationships within the industry. Team had approached, the government had put out an RFP, and the team had approached me because they were missing a few things. Mm-hmm. Economic development, which is part of my background, and marketing, and my understanding of the Caribbean culture. Mm-hmm. And some of that was already in the team, but I brought sort of all of that to the table, which was great. So I ended up actually leading the team. It was a team from the U.S., including Miami, from the Miami Carnival, from the New York Carnival, from the Boston area.
Oh, that's interesting.
And it was seven of us, and we worked with the community over an intense process from focus groups to interviews, looking at best practices worldwide. So that opportunity came up because of networking, relationships. It's so important in being in business. Being some of it is being at the right place at the right time, but letting people know who you are and what you're doing, and your reputation, actually.
Right.
Also,
right.
because they were seeking someone who had the skill sets to and I had that in that case. So I think all of those things are really important. Reading and being, but putting yourself out there strategically, not every day, not wear yourself down. It has to be strategic.
Mm-hmm. focus. I keep focus. Getting toes. Focus. Focus.
Focus. Focus. Focus is important.
Nicola, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch with you, learn more, engage, come to your events, your festivities? That all sound wonderful.
I'm really proud of my website because it's, when I talk to people about all these activities, like, is there one place I can find one?
Well, right.
You can find it on my website, www.thewilliamswithansagency.net. So www.thewilliamsagency.net, and you click on events and you'll find out about cool events. You can sign up on our mailing list because we do send out newsletters on behalf of our clients as well. So if you're on our mailing list, you'll know what's going on.
Know what's going on. Fantastic. Well, they continue the dialogue with you after this discussion. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Appreciate
Wonderful.
It.
This is the Conscious Business Show. Will, thank you so much for
Thanks,
being
Will.
Our co-host.
Thank you both.
And we'll be back after a few short spots from our sponsors. Thank you.